Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the last episode of Season 1 of Ritualistic. This episode is called The Arsonist. We highly recommend that you read the content warnings. The content warnings and transcript link can be found in the show notes. We'll see you in a little while. We're not quite sure how long, but we'll see you again eventually. There will be a Season 2 announcement coming out soon. Please enjoy the Season 1 finale.
My name is Booker Chauncey. It's November 5th, 1:01 a.m. I'm waiting for Emile Thornbrew on the Melody Method Church dig site. You know, I can see why Jamie does this. It's a little bit fun. Hello? What are you doing here?
November 4th, 11:01 a.m.
I'm just looking out for her. It's going to take too long for you all to rope in answers. We need action. I'm tired of sitting around. This is stupid.
Can you try not to complain for 1 minute? I'm trying to practice the code word. If I don't get it correct, the FBI won't help us.
It's one word. I don't think you need to practice.
I want to get the pronunciation right.
What does it translate to?
I think... roughly.
Weird. Don't you think that's weird?
I don't think anything is weird anymore.
And remind me why we're doing it at the police station?
We need the professional caller ID.
Alright, and I'm the distraction.
Exactly.
Great. Just what I wanted to do today.
Remember who we're doing this for.
I know. I just don't think this is the way we should be doing it.
Hi, January. Leo. Haven't seen you guys in forever.
How goes it, Anathema?
Pretty boring. Anything new in your guys' lives?
I can think of one or two things.
Listen, we need your help.
Ooh, sounds notorious. Are you scheming? Does this have anything to do with Jamie stealing those files?
Yeah, sure. You could say that. Look, I need to make a phone call.
Don't you have a phone?
I need the professional caller ID.
I see. Who are you calling?
The FBI.
Sorry, what?
We really don't have time to explain. Can I use the phone or not?
Yeah, you can use it, but somebody's gonna need to get my mom out of the way.
January?
Yeah, distraction deploying.
Hello, Miss Lauterbach. Can I help you and Mr. Daisy with something?
Nothing, Deputy. Anathema's just taking Leo back to check on some old missing artifact reports. You know how he is about those things.
I know exactly where those are. Anathema can't keep track of them to save her life, that harebrained girl. I'll go help them.
I'm not sure you want to. Leo was ranting off the wall, and Anathema just looks like she might kill him. I doubt you'd have a better time with it.
Is something the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
You seem rather pushy about keeping me away from them.
It's just I wanted to talk to you alone. They really are looking at artifact paperwork.
What did you want to talk to me about?
I'm not really... The others are going to be upset with me, but, I have a murder to report.
Excuse me?
A murder? Someone was murdered and
I know what a murder report is. Get in here. Now, do you want to elaborate? State your name. The date, the time, and reason for coming, please.
My name is January Lauterbach. The day is November 4th. The time is 11:15 a.m., and the reason for coming is to report a murder.
Now tell me about this murder. Tell me all about it.
I didn't actually see it. I just heard about it. I was told about it by Emile.
Thornbrew?
Yes. After some convincing, and Jamie Locke admitted to it as well, as did Leo.
Admitted to what? Killing someone?
No, none of them admitted to killing him, just said that they found him in a pit. Emile fainted when he touched the body, Leo ran to get Jamie, and they all talked for a minute around the body, trying to decide what to do. The guy had Jamie's name carved into his chest, and that's about it.
Where is the body?
I don't know, Deputy. The others don't either. They say they walked off for a minute, chased Jamie into the woods, and it disappeared.
And I'm supposed to believe you? Why? You have no proof.
That's not true. I have recordings. Lots of them. Tapes of when they found the body and of Emil telling the story.
You think your friends killed this man?
No, I think they're being targeted by whoever did. I think Jamie's in trouble. You've got to help her.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
What?
Jamie Locke isn't someone who needs saving. She's someone who needs sense knocked into her head. I've got a 10-18. Find me Jamie Locke and bring her to the station.
No, she didn't do anything wrong.
Miss Lauterbach, I highly recommend you shut your mouth.
I'm leaving.
Thanks for your help. January, what's wrong?
It's nothing.
You look terrified. What happened?
Mr. Daisy, I need you in the interrogation room, please.
What? There must be a mistake. I just wanted some paperwork done.
It's about the body.
What did you do?
I thought she would help us. I was wrong.
Mr. Daisy,
sorry.
In the interrogation room, now.
Mom!
Find Jamie Locke and bring her back to the station.
Why?
Just do it, Anathema. Useless.
Come on, January. Let's get you some tea.
But your mom said...
My mom is on a mean streak. She always is. I'll get you some tea, then I'll find Jamie. Come on.
My name is Jamie Locke. It's November 4th, 11:56 a.m. I'm standing in the pulpit circle of the Melody Method Church dig site. No one is here today. I don't know why, but I'm mostly relieved. I don't have to chase them away. I should have known I wasn't good enough for this job. I should have known that I can't do anything well, that everything has to be handed to me. And which one of them is lying to me? Which one of them looked me in the eyes and called themselves my friends while they watched me suffer at the hands of whatever the hell the Great Triumvirate is? Whoever or whatever Mr. Arthur works for. They knew everything that was happening to me. And they have all the answers and they're lying. They're lying! Which one of them is it? And what was he talking about? My mom casting some sort of spell? My mom was a deadweight. And Dad? Dad was protecting me. And I don't know what to do without him. I'm scared. I'm tired of being scared. I want to feel safe again. There's only one way. I know that now. This place has to burn. When the church is gone, I'll be free. I can go anywhere I want, and I never have to see any of their faces again and wonder over and over and over again who was lying to me. I'll never have to hear the voices. And the words will disappear, and I will be safe. It's easy. I've already doused the place in gasoline. I dropped this lighter, and it'll go up. And it will burn until there's nothing left of it. The closest fire station is an hour away in a busy town that has fires every day of much more consequence than some old church. No one will be able to stop it. And it will be beautiful. Goodbye, Mr. Arthur. This is my last report. I hope you...
Jamie!
No.
Jamie, what are you... Is that a lighter? Why does it smell like gas?
Get out of here, Anathema! Leave!
What are you doing?
I have to do this. I have to. I have no other choice.
No, you're scared. You're confused. You haven't been feeling well. Give me the lighter, Jamie. It's all right. Give me the lighter.
Get out of here!
Don't drop that!
Please, Anathema, please. I need it. I need you to...
I need to take you to the station.
What?
You're being questioned for murder, Jamie. Murder. Leo and January are already there.
No, it's not their fault.
Come on, up you go. To the car now. That's it.
You have to believe me. You have to trust me.
All right.
This is fine. Everything about this is totally normal. It was the right idea not to tell Booker I was going early. That way, he's not alone on the church site for longer than he has to be, and the others don't worry. God, this sucks. It's freezing and wet, and she's nowhere to be found. Come out! Come out wherever you are! I'm not going to hurt you. Peachy. Just goddamn peachy. I hope Jamie's okay. I don't like the idea of her quitting a... Who is that? Who's there? Who... Ah! Wait.
I won't let you bring me back.
I don't know. I'm here about Jamie. Jamie, the prophet. She needs your help.
Don't move.
Okay. Please. Just... Leave my eye alone, please.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't drive this tip into your brain.
You care about Jamie, so do I. Listen.
Oh, that's rich.
She's my friend, and I think she's yours too. She needs your help.
Fine, I'll listen. But this knife stays right above your eye until I hear what I want to hear.
She's spiraling. She needs answers. We need answers.
Do you know? And what do you possibly think I could tell her?
She said you pull her out when she's sleepwalking? Why?
I won't let someone else become a victim of that place.
Why?
Look at me. I hide in these woods because I have nowhere else to go. They'll chase me to the ends of the earth if he says to. Just look at your face. You know about being scared. You know how it feels to lose.
If you don't move your knife, I'm going to remember it more than I want to.
I'm sorry, but I can't do that. I don't trust any of you.
What can I do to help Jamie? If you won't give
me
any answers...
Get her as far away from this place as you can. Convince her to run.
Run? But you said they've chased you. Won't they just find her too?
Maybe, but the church... It needs to go. Blood will be spilled there. I can feel it. The voices sing about it.
The voices?
Yes, the voices.
Please, you're not...
I'll let you up, but you need to leave. Tell no one about this conversation.
I'll do what you said. I'll tell her to leave.
Good. Now get out of here.
Thank you.
Don't thank me, just go.
I'm sorry.
How many times do I have to tell you it's okay? You didn't know. You've never really been around them before.
I see what Booker meant. We never should have come here. I'm so...
Stop saying sorry. I know you're sorry. I get it. Sorry doesn't change what happened. It happened. We can't go back and change it. The only thing we can do is move forward.
Leo, someone's on the phone for you.
Hello? No, I don't... What do you mean you haven't been able to get a hold of him? He should be... Oh, Jesus. The cell service. Yes. Yes, I'll be there as fast as I can. Anathema?
Yes?
What's wrong? Who was that?
I need you to go find Booker. He's on the church site. He's not getting his phone calls. When you get there, tell him to get to the Sunshine Nursing Center as soon as possible. I'm sorry. I have to go.
Knock, knock.
6 p.m. already?
Ready for your walk?
Yes, dear. Do you think I could walk alone tonight? I have many things to consider.
Of course, Mrs. Chauncey. Just be careful by the stairs.
Thank you. Quiet tonight. What's this? Why is this light out?
Hello, Caroline.
Elspeth, thought you were too young for one of these places. What are you doing hiding in the dark?
It's after hours. Didn't want the nurses to see me.
Is the fact that this hall is lacking security cameras a reason for your choice of a hiding place?
Of course. I'm not an idiot, Caroline.
You're a practiced woman.
What did you tell your son about me?
I told Booker he should be scared of you.
Ah, I see. Well, that certainly changes things, doesn't it?
Why do you sound so self-satisfied?
Because you're never going to see your son again.
What have you done to my...
Nothing.
Then what?
What was it that pretty nurse said? Watch the stairs. Too bad your legs aren't what they used to be. Maybe you could have taken me.
No. No. No.
Goodbye, Caroline. Pleasure seeing you one last time.
You're done with questioning?
For now. Your mom said... Where are you going?
I have to go find Booker at the church. Leo said it was an emergency.
You shouldn't go alone. I'll come with you.
Why?
Please, trust me.
All right, let's go.
Jamie.
Emil?
Where's Jamie? Where's Leo?
They both just left. Why are you in the woods right now?
I went earlier, wanted to catch some daylight.
Did you leave Booker there alone?
Oh, damn it.
Look, it's all right. Jamie and Anathema are heading there now.
January, I was the one who told him not to stay there alone. If he's still there...
You didn't see him when you came out?
I didn't come out by the church. I came out on the side.
Well, what did you find?
Nothing. I couldn't find her anywhere. I ran here because I had to talk to Jamie.
It's all right. Take a breath.
Okay. What happened to you? Why do you look so upset?
Deputy White.
Are you okay?
Not really. You don't seem too peppy yourself.
Yeah, you could say that.
Come on, sit down. Take a breath.
How did this happen?
She was walking alone. She must have fallen.
Leave us.
Could you give us a minute?
Of course.
Booker's on his way, Mrs. Chauncey.
I think it's high time you call me Caroline.
You shouldn't talk.
I have so many things to tell you, and so little time, Leo.
You don't need to tell me anything. You don't...
Listen to me. My son. You'll protect him. You promised me.
I'll protect him with my life.
You're a good friend. And a good kid. But you need to be careful. One of your friends is not who they say they are.
What? Who?
I don't know. But I know you're in danger. My Booker. You must keep my Booker safe.
I will.
Henry Arthur, Leo. You must stay away from him. He will kill you.
How do you know Henry Arthur?
There's no time. I liked being your friend.
I like being yours, Caroline. Caroline? Caroline?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Daisy. Doctor, record time of death to 12:30 a.m.
Booker, I have to find Booker.
You want to tell me what's going on?
You won't understand it.
Try me.
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I want to know what drove you to want to burn it down.
I hate it. I wish I'd never taken the job. I wish the church would disappear.
But why?
Because it follows me everywhere. I just need some peace. I want to be left alone.
Jamie, you can trust me.
Can I, though?
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Okay, then.
Are we almost there? What time is it?
We're like 20 minutes off. It's 1:01.
My name is Booker Chauncey. It's November 5th, 1:01 a.m. I'm waiting for Emil Thornbrew on the Melody Method Church dig site. You know, I can see why Jamie does this. It's a little bit fun. Hello? What are you doing here? No, I didn't tell you I would be here. How did you find me? No. No, wait, please don't! Tell... Jamie... Jamie... I'm sorry.
This has been a report on the human sacrifice of Booker Chauncey.
We're here. You can stop freaking out.
Stay in the car.
What? Do you see him?
I think I'm gonna be sick. I have the worst feeling.
Take a deep breath. Where is he? I don't see him.
Do you see the archway?
Yeah. What is that? Is something hanging?
Booker! Booker, no!
Jamie!
Booker, no!
Oh God. Jamie, we have to get back to the car. I have to radio my mom.
There's a tape. I need to get to the tape.
It's covered in blood. Do not touch it.
I'm so sorry, Booker. I'm so sorry.
Come on. We have to get back to the car.
No, I can't leave him.
Jamie!
Thank you for your report, Jamie Locke.
Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. This episode starred Jay Short as Jamie Locke, Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy, Sophia Weaver as January Lauterbach, Ocean Lavelles as Emile Thornbrew, Seth Stone as Booker Chauncey, Olivia Shelton as Anathema White, Avery Smith as Starla White, Abby Ogden as Caroline Chauncey, Melissa Warner as Lena Elspeth, and Morgan Champagne as The Voices. We hope that you enjoyed the finale, which was sound designed by Jonas Stone, written by Morgan Champagne, produced by Seth Stone and Morgan Champagne, and the ritualistic theme was composed by Sophia Weaver. We love you, thank you, and we'll see you in a little while.